Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Speaking in the firmament is supposed to shine, and he spoke and said, "Let there be light." But he has not spoken particularly about any name of light, but he says light. That is why the more advanced you are into the realms of the spirit, the more you are knowledgeable and you become like an icon. Because once you have that knowledge, that is it, it's like you are up, you are positioned up. People begin to gather to listen to you up because your knowledge is from above. Stand up. There is an elevation. Promotion. I started declaring. There is promotion of coming upon you. Stand here.
Amen.
You decided that I will be very faithful to the Lord this season. Even though I do not have abundance, the little I've started gathering, I will release some to the Lord.
Yes.
And I saw you release something about the number of a man. Am I correct?
Yes, please.
And I saw that this man, he released something unto my bosom. I don't know whether I'm yet to open it, because I've not had time for some time now. But I saw in your hand, praying and whispering some things. The Lord Jesus, this is your servant. I believe in him. Everybody around me has doubted this man, but I still believe in
him.
Thank
you, Jesus.
You secretly come to church.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I see that where he's coming from is very far. But he comes to church. The Lord says that, "Are you my apostle? Come quickly, run. Are you my palm with the oil? Oil. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit of God, I bless and it is blessed.
Amen.
I curse and it is cursed.
Amen.
Today, I bless first.
Yes, Lord.
I bless you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I make money like that before your feet.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Glory.
And by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
I curse anyone who has taken dust from your feet.
Amen.
Anyone who has wiped away finances from your life.
Amen.
I bring finances like dust to your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
Do you understand me? Spiritually, somebody did something against the foot of your life, so diverted your feet. People who are Azan were the people that you were connected to. Not connected to because you had knowledge of them, but connected to because you thought that they were genuine. You do business with them. Now God has ordered yourselves.
Amen.
From today you will never walk alone.
Amen.
I assigned one of the angels that works with me to work with you.
Amen.
You will make money.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anaji.
I want to teach you about calendars, seasons, because the moment I'm talking about calendars, I have to talk about season. But I need to be able to start from the historic perspective of it. Amen. Yeah, so you can get understanding of what it means. Amen.
Amen.
Let the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Holy Ghost, we love you. Now, in time past, calendars basically is about timekeeping. Timekeeping methods that, you know, goes back to prehistoric times. All right? When people started, you know, recording things. Amen. We call something Neolithic times. Neolithic times, and it is the natural unit of for timekeeping. They are the natural unit for timekeeping, and it was used in most historic societies of old. Amen. Yes, but formalized calendars started coming in, because if you check the world, in the world over, the world has been divided into sessions in terms of historic season, prehistoric seasons. It has been divided into sections. There was the old world, and they have been divided into their knowledge of tools, okay? The knowledge of the usage of tools. And so we have the Stone Age, and then we have the Bronze Age, and then there is the Iron Age. Now, under each dispensation had the records that they could keep. All right? Yes. And so within this particular stages, since inception of the world, there is the one that reveals when teaching of knowledge started. You remember that socialization has been there, where from Adamic time, knowledge was passed on by customs and usage through socialization process. So I've given birth to Seth, and I give Seth knowledge about how God dealt with me, and what God said to me, and what God did not say to me, and what I did and what I did not do. It becomes, you know, do you understand? A knowledge by custom, you understand? Yes. What I have passed it on through our socialization process. So, and at that time, the tools that they were using were stones. And so if people wanted to kill people, they could use only sharp edge stones. If they wanted to cut something, that's what they were using, and all of that. And then the Bible said, you know, the metallic, you know, age began, where they now began to discover. So in those kind of seasons, you could see that some of the stones were used to cut trees, to cut. When you go to farm, I have gone to farm for the early part of my, you know, my life. When we were growing up, I was taken to somewhere in Ashanti region by my mom, and then we were living with some people, myself and my siblings. Prophet John was part, and the guys took us to farm. We were city boys or city family, but a time came that we were supposed to, I think, take like, you see that kind of assertion that, oh, let's take them home, or let's take them to a village or something, so that they can actually have a village feel. So we went there. The place looks, you know, some way, and so when my mom, you know, was doing business and taking a lot of she was actually supplying secondary schools with commodities like corn, those things, food items and products in larger quantities. So this secondary school, she had that kind of contract those times. And my father was in his ministry, you know, he was also very busy. So like, you know, so growing up, we went there. Probably I was about, if I recall, this is somewhere 1994. Yeah, 1994, thereabout. We were there for maybe a year or less than a year. And we went to farm every day. So that's why I've seen that, you know, like even in Ghana, when you transcend beyond this societal knowledge, people begin to, because what they don't understand, they begin to criminalize, or they begin to now put it down. It is like that in the peripheries. When you go somewhere and your knowledge is above them, instead of them appreciating you, they would rather fight you, tease you, and plan to kill you. Are you with me? Yes. That is why if you are growing up and you want to build, God has to bless you, and you want to build certain kind of mansions and houses and factories and all of that, it's either you hide them somewhere. So that is why in elsewhere they have zoned country, they have zoned their nations. So all the farmers, the industrial people and all of that, they are the peripheries. You have to travel, you know, some hours before you can get there. They are not in the, you know, the city center. They are at the peripheries. And these are the people who produce all the foods that come to the town. So they have money. They negotiate with government. They influence policies. Do you understand the point? In our case, is different. Those of them who are the peripheries are rather the poor ones. And then the supposed ones who are struggling also in town are the purpose rich ones. Because of our clothings and our educations and all of that. Okay? Yes, but these guys who live in the periphery, or some of them, you know, like, they've not seen a lot of things before. So when they come around, they also look like, but they are very rich because they have the machines, they have the equipment and all of that. But our own case is different. So when you are growing up as a young man and God blesses you, that's why a lot of people, when they are going to the village, they change what they wear. And then they hire some rickety cars. Do you understand? Some good luck cars. I call them good luck. The car that when you are driving, people say, good luck, oh. Because as it's going, it might not come back. So they hire good luck cars, and then they drop their own cars. Because when you go and they see it, instead of them appreciating development, they rather fight it. Have you seen the thing? They can tell you that as for this junction, you cannot do quota here. This is how it's supposed to be forever. And they build even a house in the middle of it. And they said, this is it. If you don't see such things, because these are developmental agenda. So they love development more than. I think the reason is that we were not educated. That's why I always talk about civic education. Because civic education was, it has to rest with the people. We have to be educated about traffic lights. We have to be educated about motorcades. We have to. Sometimes when presidential convoys come, that's when a driver decides that, they don't know there are laws binding this. Because so you just pass the law in parliament, expecting that Ghanaians will just automatically know. How many of us can read like that? So there is a budget for civic education, and it is progressively done so that the people will learn. So I think under the military rulership, they did very well with civic education. But these democracy people or democracy people, they have not done that. Because that money is even chopped. So there's a stone age. They use stones to cut things. And like I was saying something about farm. Have you seen that thing that when they are weeding? I don't know if you have, those of you who have done that, you don't know. But my professors in tree and farming activities will tell you. They will use, Pastor Dave, you know that because you guys are farm managers. What? Is it a sickle? A sickle is for harvest. This one, what do you call the wheat? Who said that? Abrewaba. Yes. Because when we were going to the farm, we carried some there. So we were wondering what was it. So when we got there, or the kwa. What is the name they told us? So, yeah. Kotokro, yeah. That's it. Those of you who have not gone to farm before, we have to go to farm. Sometimes we'll send you to the ministry's farm. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so that we'll send them, apostle, so they can learn. Yeah. Some of you are camp brofu to say, Alkoa unim farm. You don't know Kotokro. And you are sitting here. Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
When you get to the heaven's gate and say, define Kotokro and enter. What are you going to say? Amen. So there are three age system, you know, that you will come across when you put a study to this. The stone age. So they use stone to cut everything, to do everything. Stone, like stones were like the tools for everything. Farming, this, killing. All those weapons and all of that. The stones. Alright? Then they progressed from that age unto the Bronze Age. The Bronze Age, so the Stone Age, it has subcategories under, you know, stages that came after it. So, the Neolithic, you know, stage or age also came under it. Okay, it's a transition period. Yes. So, all of those things came. So, at the Bronze Age, just when people started developing, you know, like writings and things, okay, yes. So that is what, you know, the ancient Egyptians came, you know, and all of that. So there were a lot of cultural practices and the study of astronomy, stars, gazers, all those people started coming. then agriculture. You know, tools were being used for agriculture. And then we have the Iron Age. I'm not here to give you details of it, but I just want to mention how calendars have evolved. Amen.
Right.
Yes. So according to archaeological records, the Assyrians and the Babylonians had their own calendars. So they had the calendars. Some of the popular calendars were the Persian Empire calendar. Okay? The Persian Empire calendar gave rise to these calendars. Okay? It's like Zoroaster. If you forget this, don't forget Zoroastrian calendar. Amen.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Yes. And then the Hebrew calendar also came, known as the Jewish calendar, or the Lunisolar calendar, okay, it came. Before the Julian calendar, and then now the Gregorian calendar, or the Catholic calendar. Now, and you just have to understand, I will teach you about all those calendars. And the shiftings and the changes that have emerged over time with those calendars. So the world was being, and when you study the calendar system, you notice that the calendar system was following astronomical and agricultural pattern. So they were measuring the calendars by the seasons. And in actual fact, when you study carefully, the calendars that the Egyptians, you know, handled, in actual fact, like the Egyptians are the ones who discovered the papyrus, you know, the papyrus paper for writing. You understand? It's actually like there are several materials for writing, and I'll teach you about that. And I think in our college, the clergy who they know about those things, about how the word of God has, do you understand, has been transferred from one level to another, transliterations, okay, and how they wrote it on stones and on, you know, papyrus and all of that up to now that we have paper prints and now we have digital. So the world has evolved. All right? Yes. So you need to have a study on that. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. So if I have time, I'll give you all the details of it. Then you can ask questions. But I just want you to have a fair mind of the fact that calendars have evolved. So you don't think that this calendar we are using has been the all-time calendar since inception. No. This one was actually changed somewhere 1580, 82, 84, somewhere. The Gregorian calendar was changed, you know, by a certain pope. Who knows his name? In fact, that's the name given, the Gregory. Okay? Yes. So they changed the calendar from the Julian, and the Julian calendar also was a calendar that the Roman Empire brought. And they also took inspiration from the Persian Empire. The Persian, the Greeks. And so that's why they have a lot of Greek mythologists and all of that. They had writings. So at that time, they were scholars. People were studying a lot. It's only in our Christian time, in this particular dispensation, where we are not studying. I must be very frank with you. If you read the document that people have written and the research that people have done in years past, you won't sit here and, because it's a lot of things. In fact, if you look at the Greeks, they study by words. And each letter or each word has numbers. Each word has, that's why the Greek, because they follow like the Hebrew. Now, the Hebrew people, each letter, there are numbers to each letter and then words. So if we say is, there is a number for is. If was, there is a number for was. The Lord, there is a number for the Lord. So if you have master, okay, supermaster, there's a number for master, there's a number for supermaster. So the English people did not have words, did not have numbers. So they just translated. So if they saw Lord in the Greek or Hebrew and they translated master, and they saw super Lord and they translated master, because there was no, you know, words to speak about super. You know, some of the words have come right now. This is like a dispensational word. English has evolved. So if you are reading King James, it was translated into King James. Sometimes some of the English you read in King James, it will be different from now the way we say things. Amen. Hookup is not there. Glory be to Jesus. It's not there. Yeah, my guy is not there. You understand? You know, a lot of words, you are not there. Hallelujah. So, like, you see in the Bible, prostitution. That's the old-fashioned word. Amen. Today it has been embellished. So you can hear hookup. You can hear... What again? Well, we are in this world, but we are not of the world. But it's not... Do you understand the point? It's not Christian. Yes. It's not Christ. So that's what you need to understand. Okay. There are a lot of... So you need to understand that this calendar that we are using, it was an invasion that changed the calendar of the people who knew God in the shadow levels, who were supposed to carry the shadow. So if the shadow is right, then the original will be projected as right. But if the shadow is wrong, and there's a distortion of in between, when the... You see, this speaker is original. When it casts a shadow here, you see a same pattern there, but not in the dimension as it is. So you may measure, but you may get it a little bit what lower. But the accurate one will now, you now know that I've met the actual one in person. But where there has been a box, so this is the speaker that you need to have the image. Then you came to meet this one. In your mind, this is what you have come to me. So you think that this is the shadow, but this is not the shadow. So that's what has happened. So under the calendar of the people who serve the Lord, they actually use counting. They counted. They had time to count. And saw that the moon, okay, the way it moves, sometimes they get 13 months, they get 13 plus some few weeks months. Sometimes they get 11 and a half, 10 months. So it was a counting. This Gregorian calendar always counts and leaves some days. So certain years, they leave about 11 days of it. So it is not accurate, but they forced it to be there. So they could shift all the calendar of the things they used to celebrate. So when God was telling the people of Israel, count from the beginning of, this shall be the beginning of what? The year for you. The first month. So count, and then as you arrest or catch a lamb, and then use the lamb, it has actually been distorted. So you can't do it today. You can't count it. And so you think that that's the calendar the people of God who knew God knew. So as the Bible has been written and has been closed, the revelation of God unto men concerning what he has written is now closed. People think that this calendar we are using also was closed with it. No, that was not there. So we need to go into the Bible and understand which one was with them. And in going around, in going into the Bible, you need to understand what has been there and what has been the the transitioning into our modern day, the calendar that we are using. Are we together?
Sir.
Are you being blessed?
Sir.
Are you sure you are being blessed?
Sir.
Okay, good. So I will give you details later on, but I just needed for you to understand that, you know, I can go into the Egyptian calendar and all of that for you, but I think that time will not permit me, so I can go straight to the calendar of the seasons of the year. Okay, yeah. So I have calendars, and then it ushers us into seasons of the year. Now, according to the Bible, I'm doing a series, so it's not something that I can do all. So I'm just going to just give you introduction and give you some scriptures. You read it, and then I'll give you scriptures already to study for the praying, and then I'll give you more. But I just want to let you know what God has said concerning times and seasons. God did not left; He did not leave us ignorant. We have not been left, okay, in ignorance with respect to time, seasons, and years. He has dealt with that in His Word. He didn't leave us, you know, like that. Like the Bible says, He wouldn't leave us orphans in respect to time and all of that. He didn't leave us like that. He actually dealt with it. And right from the book of Genesis, when the Lord started speaking and doing, He also spoke and did time for us. And so we need to go there and understand it. Because your reference points, you can actually be historic. You can learn history But history is trying to let you know the positioning of things. But then you have to also understand what has God said in his word concerning a particular event or issue or topic. Do you understand? Yes. So please just understand, because we're going to go into several dimensions. Amen. Now, the book of Genesis chapter number 1, glory be to Jesus. From the verse number 14, and that is, and it's so significant, even in the chapter that it falls on. Even in the chapter that it falls on. Alright? So, it's going to be very significant. And remember that, before the apostles of Jesus Christ, the apostles of Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus himself, before they were doing their ministry on earth, the scriptures have already been scripted, especially under the Torah and the writings. They had already been scripted into chapters, verses, and all of that. So the New Testament also followed that sequential pattern. Amen?
Man.
Do you know about that? Now and then, don't let any theologian deceive you, because, you know, I base my argument and my conclusions on scriptures. There is a scripture in the book of Acts that the apostles referred to a particular chapter in a verse in the writings. Can you imagine? Right there, they refer to it, that we have read in this book, chapter this, verse that. Powerful. So when Jesus was there, when he took Isaiah to read, he mentioned Isaiah chapter this, verse number that. So that you get an idea that, it is some people who have done the chapters and verses. They have done it. All right? Thank you, Lord. I have shown you this scripture before.
You can
ask Apostle about it. Yes. Now, so that's not my focus, but Apostle can read it for you. He has given you the scripture, so go and read it. Now, let me go ahead. So, the Genesis chapter number 1, verse 14 is so significant, because prior to the 14, which is 13, he ends the third day. And so he says, so the evening and the morning was the third day. And we see God, he counted the day from the evening, then unto the morning. No wonder when he talks about the calendar of the Lord, you see that the evening comes before the morning. So Jesus, when he was caught, the reason why he spent 3 days, that the Bible says it, is because he was caught on what? On a particular day. He was killed on Friday. Now, Friday, by evening time, Jesus was dead. So that was one night. By evening on Friday into Saturday, that was second night. And then the night before Sunday, he will resurrect. It was another night. So when you count it what? Accurately. According to their calendar. But according to your calendar, you count days. Morning before into evening. So if you want to count it, you may not get the 3 days. So you think the Bible has lied. Am I talking to somebody right here? Good. So that's why when you're reading the Bible, you need to get understanding and interpretation in its context. So the people who are actually into Saturday worship, we are not into Sunday worship. Any day we can worship. Just that we've seen that Sunday is more comfortable, because we have seen that all over the world, nobody works. Do you understand? Nobody works. Even if you go to the Arab world, they don't work. Most of them don't work. So they don't work. And people don't toil. So it is best for all of us to gather and worship the Lord. If they had done the calendar in such a way that Sunday there was work, I'm sure Saturday would have met. You can go to a place where Sundays is the beginning of their day. They work. It's an official day. And it would be expedient if that Saturday they don't work, or Friday they don't work. Maybe in some Muslim country, Friday, so we'll meet on Friday and pray. Nothing spoils anything. Because all those days are significant. Jesus was arrested. He was killed on Friday. So Friday is good. On Saturday, he was working the spirit. So Saturday is good. Amen. Like, thank you, Jesus. And it's also in the scriptures. Now, here it is. So he said, then God said, so the introduction of the fourth day, then the Lord said, let there be light, and this is plural, light, in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let there be light in the firmament of the, heavens, okay? Please, that one too is plural. Let there be what? Lights in the firmament, one, of the heavens. So all the heavens that God did, he actually put firmaments in each of the regions. That is why you can develop your spiritual capacity and be in a certain particular heaven and may not be having access to another one, because they are firmaments. And when you ask the spirit beings, they will tell you that unless you transcend beyond. So when you come back, it's meditation of the word, praying, then the structure of your spirit is improving and increasing as you are giving access. So you can understand the language there, and then it will make meaning to you. So it's about your development through the word of God. Say amen to that. Yes. And it's not you praying, then God will just take you there. No, it is the word of God before you pray, because you have to pray the right prayer with the word. Glory be to Jesus.
Really?
Now, so the Bible says, you know, the firmament in the heavens, to divide the day from the night. Remember that God in the book of Genesis 1 verse 3, he had already made light. But this light that he made, he says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. Genesis 7, 3, verse 4 now. Verse 5, it says, and God called the light day. And he called the night, he called, and God called the light day. And then darkness he called night. So darkness is called night, and then light is called day. So if we check it, we will see that this is night time. This is night time. So night time, the word night is the name of darkness. And the word day is the name of what? Light. Is the name of light. Good. Now, during the day, like you can see everywhere. And during the night, you can also see just that there's a moon that is. So he's now coming to position. At that time, he didn't do the firmament. So nothing was ruling over the night or the day. It was the day he called it what? Then light he called it day, and darkness he called it what? Night. That was it. So there was no time structure to it, because there was nothing that was determining seasons. So it was just night and day, night and day. Okay, good. So let's go there. But can you imagine that God was already calling evening and morning? That means the evening was the night time and the morning was the daytime. Do you understand? He has started calling them like that. But there was no moon to determine night and no sun to determine the day. And yet there was still light. And this is a mystery. Because what gives the whole day light is the sunlight. When the sun starts what? To rise. We call it sunrise. Then you have your day. Sun, do you understand? Light. But he had already given the day, and like he separated, he said, let there be light, and there was a light. But this light is not the sunlight. This light was not the sunlight. He hadn't made the sun yet. So he said, let there be day and let there be night. Let be light and let there be darkness. Darkness, he put the name on darkness as night. And he put the name on light as day. And yet there was no light to light the place. So it's like I have told this auditorium, let there be light. But there's no, we have not fixed this light yet. That means he's talking about a different kind of what? Revelation of light. Which we must understand.
We will be right back.
Light the world with the word of light. Word of light.
There's also a prayer, thank you Jesus, that causes changes to anything around your environment. It causes changes to anything you want to change. And then it also gives you breakthroughs. Because once I am born poor and I've been struggling for years, but I want to change it, I can also adapt that and persistently something will change. When they delay you, you will jump 3 times.
Yes.
Men are looking for trouble for you, but they will not find you.
Yes.
I put the hand of the Lord upon you and I speak life into your life. Or did it keep my head? It keep my head.
Sometimes I get the bloody flames.
I remove it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are almost at the finishing line. Don't give up. Receive in the name of Jesus. See the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God.
It is done.
That your name will be glorified.
This is the Global Prayer Palace. This and every Thursday at 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra. Also live on World Wide Web Television.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is the Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche. Welcome back.
Now, this is the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Darkness and light, but no element to shine. For us to know that this element is shining on the day, so this is the day. But God knew that this is the day, this is the night. The night is just a name given to darkness, and the day is also a name given to light. But nothing was there, do you understand, to show that this is it. Okay, so let's go. Then he began to make the firmament. The next thing he made was dividing the waters that were beneath and, you know, below with firmament. So firmament is like this sky. So the waters that were on the earth was from the face of the earth up to what? Wherever it is. And he brought the firmament to just divide it. So that there's water above and there's water beneath. Then the water beneath, he collected all of them into a canal around the earth and he called it seas. That's what he did. But the water above continued to be there. So in actual fact, in a physical form, if you really want to be, you go through this firmament beyond, there's water that is suspended on the firmament. So that if you want to destroy the earth, it's easy for him. Like he did in Noah's time. The Bible says he opened the windows of heaven and water came out, down. And he also opened the fountains of the deep. That means this water that is in the canal, he actually hid some in somewhere the deep. So you can open them up and they all start coming on the earth. Earth, you shouldn't do too, no. The one who is the owner, he can let, he can open all the, it's like you have block water. You open then it goes out. Amen. So this man can open, he can be sitting there and say, you people, you see you. Hey, so people are saying that the water system in the earth and science, the one who created it, he can open the, how can you tell me water is? See, in the whole day. Amen. It comes finished. Amen. These are narratives that people are trying to champion. Now, hear this. So, in the 14 verses, and God said, let there be light in the firmament. So, now we are putting light in the firmament. So, we have done the firmament. This is like the ceiling that is a firmament. So, we put light in it. So, let there be light in the firmament. Then he said, light. So, plural, like a lot. So, he says what? And let the light come to divide the day from the night. So if your human being was there at the time and you were looking at the universe, you couldn't see which one was the day and which one was the night. Why? Because there was no light to divide them. So now the light to divide them is not there, and yet he's still calling day and night. Wow! What a mighty God we serve. Now he says, to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs. So when the lights that are coming into the firmament comes, they will be for signs. Somebody say signs. And they will be for what? Seasons. Somebody say they will be for signs.
They will be for signs.
They will be for seasons.
They will be for seasons.
And they will be for days.
For days.
And they will be for years.
And they will be for years.
That means there's no man who determines it. It is done already by the lights. So the light controls the calendar that must control the world. The lights are there. Please, are you hearing again?
Sir.
This is your Bible, right? Those of you who don't have Bible, so open your Bible and check. He said that, so, and let them be for signs. So when your sign of what? Your prosperity is up. When your sign of visitation is up. When your sign of something is up, it is determined by the light in the firmament. So sign of the prosperity of this nation. Signs of something is already put in the firmament. So there are people can be knowledgeable to be able to read the signs. That's why God gave one of the tribes a gift that when they look into the atmosphere, they're able to tell the time and the, what time it is. The people of what? Issachar. So you can also have the same gifts in the Holy Ghost and you can tell. It's part of the discernment. Now hear this, for signs and seasons So if your season of breakthrough has come, yes, and for days and for years, and this is as a result of the lights that are put in the firmament. Now let's listen to the instructions God gave to the lights in the firmament, how he called each of them and how he did all of them. So let's see it. Are we together to see it? Okay. Then the 15th verse says, and let them be for lights. So can you imagine that the lights he put in the firmament, he says, let them be for lights. So they have a type of light or a kind of light in the firmament of the heavens. So he put them there. Now, the firmament closes all the heavens that have been done. The heavens are structured. So this firmament that is there, that means when you go to the first heaven, there's a firmament that also covers. Another heaven, there's a firmament that covers. So each of the firmament he's speaking for it to what? Translate into the first firmament, second firmament, all the firmaments. Once he says, let the lights be in the firmament of the heavens, I want you to understand these things. That is why there is a time also in the heavens of angels, the heavens of all spirit beings, even up to the third heaven, there are times. But when you enter into the glory realm, the realm of God, there is no time. But in the realm of the spirit, they can measure time. So when he opens the seal, there was half an hour, and nobody could do anything. So they measure time in the spirit. Glory be to Jesus. Now hear this. Thank you, Father. Are you learning?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Now understand this, okay? Yes. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. So as they are in the heavens, they give light on the earth. In the firmament of heavens, they give light. So each of them give light on the earth. They give light on the earth. Some of them are physical light that we see lighted on the earth. Some of them are spiritual light that comes to you as knowledge. I just want you to understand. So, you get it? Now, hear this. Then it was so. Tap your neighbor and say, it was so.
It was so.
God was speaking and it was happening. So, creation and making simply means he spoke and then he saw it happen. Now, hear this. The 16th verse says, then God made two great lights. He has spoken. Now he now comes to make it. Action. He spoke. That means once he speaks, he has spoken based on the creation order. Then he now physically or practically makes it as God. And he makes it with his word. Then he says, God made two great lights. He's already spoken lights to be in the firmament to shine on earth. And this one, I believe, that this is actually the unseen light or the do you understand? The light that shines, illuminates the world, the earth. Because the light he's making in the firmament is supposed to shine. And he spoke and said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to shine on the earth. But he has not spoken particularly about any name of light, but he says lights. That is why the more advanced you are into the realms of the spirit, the more you are knowledgeable and you become like what? Like an icon. Because once you have that knowledge that is there, it's like you are up, you are positioned up. People begin to gather to listen to you. Why? Because your knowledge is from above. And Jesus said, I'm from above. You are from beneath. So if you are of me, you are also from where? Above. And now that you are in Christ, seek the things, Colossians, that are what? Above. Where Christ sits. And he says, in the heavenlies. So when he says heavens, the knowledge that controls each of the sections. So before a key, and the key, to the realm of the spirit, when we say key, is knowledge that opens doors for you. If you don't know, you can beat the air with your prayer. Nothing happens. Sometimes we solve things by knowledge, not by giddy giddy. No. When we advise you, you don't understand. You can never solve anything realistic on earth with giddy giddy.
I'm Auntie Bermuda's son. Whatever, I want you to help me.
So listen. Then he says, then God, then after that, You see, then it's introduced. It's a further word statement. Then God, you know, made two great lights. Now he's now making two great lights. And he's naming them that they are two. Two great lights. And he calls one the greater light. And the greater light, he gave a responsibility that this greater light, you will rule over the earth. Listen to the word. So this one is the earthly one. So he's made the ones for all the firmament. And he says, now, this greater light, you will be in the firmament. So hear this. And then God made these two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So these are lights. Stars are lights. The elements. We call them elements of light. Say elements of light.
Elements of light.
When somebody asks you, what are the elements of light? That is what we talk about. Illumination. They illuminate. Lumens. Lumens. Each light here contains a lot of lumens. They come together to shine. Lumens. Say lumens. So lumens illuminate. They shine forth. They shine. So when somebody is also knowledgeable, it means the person is enlightened. He carries light and he can illuminate. He can open people's eyes from their dark world unto reality world. That means where knowledge is reality. Where you are ignorant, you are in darkness. Thank you, Lord. Now, so he says, the greater light to rule the day. And the lesser light to rule. When he says rule, that means they are master of the day. They rule. They have authority to rule. Like a king, he rules. So when somebody wants to manipulate the earth, unless he goes to the ruler of the earth, he cannot manipulate it. Then he says, the lesser light to rule the night. That is why the night, if somebody wants night to come into your life, the person manipulates the authority of the night because it rules over the earth and everything that creeps upon the earth, including human beings. So those are people who are enchanters. They wake when the moon is at its peak in the night. Then they enchant because the moon is light. It has energy that is coming onto the earth. It has a spiritual energy and it has a physical energy, natural energy. Both of them come and hit on the land. So they trigger the spiritual energy side and then effect a negative thing to it. They can't control the moon, but they put it, they infuse it into the heat system or the energy system of the moon. And as the moon hits the ground, once your name is fixed to it, it hits also your house. It hits your being. So then it begins to control your, do you understand? Your effectiveness on earth. That's what those people who enchant, that's what they do. They are responsible for doing that. When if you're a prophet and God opens your eyes, the reason why we help people is that we see some of these things. And so we also use words to cancel them. And we use the word of God, which is the supreme word, that overrides the words of these people.
Amen.
So the more knowledgeable you are in the word of God, the more you are able to issue commands and help people.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
So that is why a believer must seek knowledge in Christ. Because the Bible talks about the spirit. The Bible spiritualizes the Son to be Christ. And he said the Son with healing in his wings. That means that when we speak healing into the atmosphere, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, his power, energy, causes what? Healings to come to nations. Say, I'm part of it. In the name of Jesus. So if you're a man of God, every day in the night, you wake up and you speak healing. When people are being enchanted for sickness, healing cancels their sicknesses. Because healing is powerful than sickness. Every solution is greater than the problem.
Sir.
Amen?
Amen.
So carry solutions. Tap your neighbor and say, carry solutions. And the solution is in Christ. Somebody tap your neighbor and say, the solution is in Christ.
Solution is in Christ.
Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
I'm talking about the Jesus that died on the cross of Calvary, and on the third day he arose, resurrected by the power of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Bible says, the spirit of him that raised Jesus up dwells dwells in you? Does he dwell in you?
Yes, sir.
He said he will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
My goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Are you learning, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Are you learning?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Spirit of God. And all the religious bodies in the world, they are spiritual. Most of them are very spiritual, and they use some of these things to trigger things. It's like they found a way to see how the universe system works, because God has programmed it already for just the success of the flesh in the world. But we believers, we touch the spirit and use the spiritual realm to control. And Jesus spoiled principalities and powers.
Amen.
He didn't just spoil their works, he also spoiled principalities themselves.
Amen.
And he spoiled powers. Spoiling means somebody, you have actually taken all the weapons of warfare from them.
Amen.
So when they stand, they are weaponless.
Hallelujah.
They are ineffective. Glory.
Glory.
But you see, you need to acknowledge what he has done and credit it into your account in the spirit. Then use it whilst you need it.
Amen.
Because the Bible says there's a time of need. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. Now, he says this. Then he made the stars also. Then God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. So these are, the stars give light on the earth. And the moon give light on the earth in the night and control the night. And the sun give light on the earth and it controls the day. Okay? And the Lord said, these lights are for signs and they are for seasons. And before he said about the greater light and the lesser light and the stars also, he's already concluded on the light that he says, let there be light in the firmament, without referring to greater light and lesser light. He's already spoken that let there be a kind of light in the firmament of heavens that gives light on the earth. And let this light be for seasons, signs. And so that means this light, they are for seasons on the earth, and both in the natural world and in the spiritual world. Because the firmament of the heavens, not just the heaven that we see, but heavens. But this heaven that God talks about, it is beyond this ordinary realm. It is beyond this natural realm. So if you want to see the heavens he's talking about, then you need to go beyond this realm. I mean, this light he was talking about, he set it above naturally and spiritual or supernaturally. He set it up supernaturally and then naturally. But because we are natural people, we only see the things of the natural. But when you are in Christ, you must see things in two ways. See things in the supernatural perspective where Christ is, and see things in the natural perspective as well. But the super rules over the natural. That's why we have supernatural. So you have to switch to your Father's side.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Now, so what do you think to control your seasons and days and years and times? Gregorian calendar or the word of God? Let me ask you a question. And now this is what takes me into. Now, that means that what God set in the earth has a bearing, direct bearing, unto the spiritual world. Or the realm of God. Now let me show you the reason why I'm saying that. In this world, or on this earth, there are seasons of the year. In our part of the world, we may have about 2-3 seasons. But widely spoken, and acknowledged, we have 4 seasons. And sometimes it depends on the kind of pole you enter into, which will add another season to it, because that one is very regular. But these are poles, extreme poles. Not what pole or something. Do you understand the point? So we have Arctic zones and we have what? We have deep ones there. Yeah. So we have places where the sun doesn't even shine in the whole year period. So they experience only snow season. They have a heavy downpour of what? Snow. and then they have a lesser downpour of snow. So they have two seasons, heavy downpour of snow and lesser downpour of snow. So some of them, their temperature can actually be negative 70, negative 90. Where we talk about those people who, the polar regions, do you understand? Yes. So these are places where if you are not born there, don't go there. Amen?
Amen.
You don't see black man there. Black man, where are you going? You die. The people there, but they don't grow like they are. You call them Eskimos. Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
I don't know if the snow doesn't let them grow. Because see, nothing grows in such regions. All plants are dead. Nothing grows. That's what it is. Okay, but that's not the extreme things you're talking about. Talk about the, you know, in the whole earth, in the 100% of the whole earth, we talk about the seasons of the year. Then we have the first season that we have, it starts from spring. Then it comes to summer. Then it comes to fall, or is the same as autumn, right? Then we come to winter. Now, in winter season, everything dies. Now, but it's not winter that starts. All the seasons of the year, ever, from all the calendars of the world that they actually programmed, apart from the Julian calendar, even the Julian calendar followed a certain order, the Gregorian calendar, all of them had their beginning of, you know, the year as what? As the month, as our month of March, April, that was the beginning of their year, where spring is. Now, that is what, that is the beginning of all plants' life. And that is the joy of all animals and species in the forest. Because that's the time where the snow has what? Has stopped. And then, you know, because in the snowing season, every, you know, plant, you know, they almost die off. All the leaves wither. All the branches are alone. They are sakura. Yeah, amen? Empty. All fruits are not found on the plants. Nothing is found. Survival of animals. They run to places for cover. So nothing works in that season. Can you imagine that in the Gregorian calendar, that is the season they made it to be the beginning of your year. And where everything has dried up, that is the time that people are praying. So that's the season where he made sure that everybody runs for cover and they hide what they have harvested and they eat some, and that is when discipline comes in. So that season, it is, there is a problem coming, and it's coming from above. So the above is that it is the storms, snow, you have electricity problems, you have road network problems, you have a lot of issues. You understand? Storms are happening. But unfortunately, that is the season where we are supposed to hide what we have. You understand? The little we have, you know, and then, you know, eat a little bit, and teach our children how to be economical and manage. Because that season, even when that season is over, you don't immediately enter into harvest. No. That means there's a mindset of impoverishing people.
The people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. O Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to the life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His word, the power is the wine. Having authority has invested in you.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 +233 267 6055 +233 267 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.
Yeah.